Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes for Union Mutual Insurance. Union Mutual has been serving the insurance needs of farmers and ranchers since 1938. That's 83 years of protecting rural Americans, providing town and country, poultry house, and legacy rural actual cash value policies. With 300 agents to serve you, it's time to take a good hard look at Union Mutual Insurance Company. For the agent nearest you, go to unionmutualic.com or give them a call 405-286-7703.
Hillary Communications serves more than 19,000 customers with telephone service in 22 counties throughout Oklahoma and Texas. The company also offers IP television service and internet speeds up to 1 gig. Hillary Communications is proud to support rural youth in Oklahoma and is a proud sponsor of the 2022 Oklahoma Youth Expo. The Hillarys are sponsoring our reports on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com, as well as via Facebook and Twitter. Hillary Communications salutes the record number of OYE participants in 2022.
Well, another eventful start to a week here where kind of unprecedented action going on in the markets. Lots of unknowns, of course, but we were sharply lower. The February live cattle expired today, and I say we're sharply lower in everything but the February live cattle. They closed at 140.50, up $1.22. April's were down 50 at 141.42. June live's down 60 at 137.70. August down 27 here at 137.15. Technically speaking, we made new lows today for this move. We've sold off about $8 from the high back at about the February the 10th or so. So a pretty big sell-off, but we're also on an area here where a lot of people are considering it support on the live cattle. So hopefully higher corn makes higher live cattle over time. Feeder cattle, on the other hand, are the reciprocal of that. We're down 230 in March at 157.72. April's down 275 at 162. May's down 280. Now what we're seeing here is this high-priced corn is really making the feeder feeder reluctant to buy feeder cattle. So they were down. We were also quite a bit off the lows. At one time, we were down almost $5, so they did come back. The hogs today were anywhere from 15 to 45 cents lower, and of course, that on-feed report was considered neutral on Friday.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau is proud to be a strong, solid voice for agriculture in Oklahoma. Farm Bureau members work together as advocates for family agriculture and our rural communities. Join us by becoming a Farm Bureau member today. Visit our website at okfarmbureau.org to sign up or to learn more. For nearly 80 years, Oklahoma Farm Bureau members have come together to build a brighter future, and we're going to be here for decades to come. Together, we are Rural Oklahoma.
Well, the grain futures market all over the place. Starting last night, we had record sanctions and unprecedented sanctions in ways that I don't think that anybody really thought was even possible 1 week ago. But over the weekend, a lot of developments on the sanction front, and it pretty much looks like countries and companies both have alienated Russia and doing business with them. We're seeing some grain cancellations from grain that was purchased from Russia and all sorts of things. Then you combine that with the fact that about 30% of the world's wheat exports come from Russia and Ukraine, and 20% of the world's corn come from Russia and Ukraine. So the Russian military at this point, it said, had stopped all commercial traffic until further notice. So that would apply to the grain exports. And the markets are reacting to that. We had Kansas City wheat anywhere from 50 to 70 higher. The March Chicago up 85, July up 67 at 917. Beans were about 40 to 50 higher on the front end. Corn was up the limit in May up 35 cents, March up 38. But the markets are reacting to that. Export issues we're starting to see. The cotton futures relatively unchanged here, up 3 at 100.36, and the equity markets are just getting killed today following all the news of all the new sanctions.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.